This is HPR episode 1822 entitled, Some Tips on Using Image Magic. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, Image Magic is an amazing toolkit for manipulating images. Here's how I use it.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. In the past few days I've been preparing an HPR show which has got a bunch of images in it. And while I was doing this, I was learning my way around various image manipulation tools. And I thought I would do a quick show about what I discovered and what I was doing to do the various things with images. In particular, I was using Image Magic, which is a very clever package. So I thought I would just go over some of what I'd been doing. Image Magic contains an enormous range of capabilities, and somebody who was more adept at it than I am could spend their time doing a whole series of shows on its capabilities. I thought that I'd just give you a quick overview of what I've discovered, just a bunch of tips, which is why I've called this show Some Tips on Using Image Magic. I really am the rawest amateur when it comes to this type of image manipulation, and I've found most of what I needed by reading through the Image Magic documentation, which I've pointed to in the links. And there's a lot there. You could spend ages reading through this stuff. It is really fascinating if you're interested in working with images and doing clever things with them. Anyway, what I normally do when preparing a show is to get images by taking pictures, like what I did one on coffee where I took pictures of my Mokka coffee maker and various things like that. So I use my digital camera to do this. Now, digital cameras generate metadata that describes stuff about the camera and the picture, or GPS if you've got that switched on. I like to strip that out before I upload the pictures. So the first thing I do is to strip this out. I found that it is possible to use Image Magic's convert command to do this, but it's not a recommended way of doing it. There's another thing called EXIF tool, which is a script which is freely available. I've given you a link to it. I use that. You would type in EXIF tool space hyphen all AWL equals space, and then the name of a file, or indeed any sort of wildcarded file specification like star.jpg, and it will go through all of the files that match, removing the EXIF data. It saves the original image by just simply appending a hyphen original to the file name. So if for any reason you need to go back to these, you want to keep an one with the copy with the EXIF in, you can easily do that. Then one of the things I do after that is to crop the image. Usually I've taken a picture which has got a lot of surrounding stuff around it, so I quite like to just crop it in some way to get that sort of rubbish away, simplify the image. There are ways of doing this with Image Magic, but you need to know a lot about the geometry of the image, and really I found that I couldn't get into doing that very well. So in the past I've used GIMP to do it, but I've always found it just a tiny bit odd to use. So I recently, listening to people talking about Krita, or Krita, some people call it. I find that the crop tool in there is really good. So strongly recommend that. It's really easy. You just bring up the picture in Krita and then click on the crop tool and just draw a box around it and bam, hit the crop button and there you go. Save it over the top of the original if you want to. Now, digital camera files are usually enormous. So in the context of an HPR show, it's unlikely you're going to want to upload all of a large image. So what I normally do is to reduce the image size. In order to make this a little bit easier, I normally just put all the images I want for a show into an images subdirectory. First of all, I create a directory for the show itself. So I keep all the show notes and all that sort of thing in that directory. And then I make a subdirectory of that, which I call images. And then I run Image Magic to walk through that list of files and convert them, resize them, shrink them down. So in general, the convert command, which is one of the commonest commands within Image Magic, you give it the name of the original picture. Then you put hyphen resize. Resize, I normally put 640. That's the number of pixels wide that you want the result to be. Image Magic will work out the other dimensions, the height, in other words, so that the aspect ratio is not changed. Then you give it the name of the final file. So it's my example is convert space bigpic.jpg hyphen resize space 640 space smallpic.png. Now the output file can be a different format to the input file, and Image Magic will spot that you've done that and will do the necessary format change. So I've given in the notes, that there's a long set of long notes in this case, I've given there just the sort of single command line that I would type in to do all the conversions in one go. What my camera generates is files with numerical names with a .jpg on the end. It's not a very advanced camera, so it just generates JPEGs. And the JPG is in capitals. So there's a for loop, a bash for loop that I've shown, which walks through all the files in the images directory and then runs the convert command on each one. I won't go through that in detail. You should be able to get what it does. I've given a short explanation in the notes as to what it's actually doing. As well as reducing an image to a specific width in pixels, you can also reduce it by a percentage. So after the hyphen resize, you can put something like 50% if you want to, and then that will reduce the image by 50%, keeping the aspect ratio the same. The whole business of resizing is quite complicated. I haven't completely got my head around it because the aspect ratio is an issue that you need to be fully aware of. You can mangle images by doing it wrong. So if you do what I've suggested, then you won't get into too much trouble. One thing I sometimes do, if there's lots of pictures, is I make some thumbnails. The idea being that the thumbnails will then be placed in the notes, and you'll be able to see, oh, there's some pictures there, and they'll be formatted in some way, maybe one per paragraph or something, or in a block of images. And then when you click on them, you see the full image. So the way I sometimes do that, well, I have done that in the past, when I've done it, it was not many times, but is I would create a directory, which I call thumbs, to hold the thumbnails. And the assumption is that you want the Image Magic command to drop the thumbnails into this thumbs directory. And there's a command called mogrify which does this, and in general you would type mogrify space hyphen format space png if you're using png files. There's different formats obviously you might be working with, minus path space thumbs, that's the path I want to drop the files into, minus thumbnail, that's telling it to generate thumbnails, and you follow that in, I followed this anyway, with 100 times 100, 100x 100, which says you want 100 by 100 thumbnails. Then you would give it the name of an image, or indeed a list of images. Again, you can use a wildcarded file name in this case, and it will go and just walk through them all and do them. But I wrote myself a script to do this, which I've included in the notes. That's because when I've got a bunch of images, I usually create a file which contains their names, and I call it manifest. I do this every time because I've got various scripts that rely on that being the case. And my script walks through that file, the manifest file, and just operates, makes thumbnails from each one. So in some cases I've got images that I'm not really happy with, I'm not sure I want to include, so I would exclude them from the manifest, even though I've still got them around in my show directory. So it's useful just to be able to separate them out. Anyway, you can look at the script. It's very simple. It just runs the Mogrify command in a loop. And I mentioned here that you can use Mogrify to just convert the whole lot in one go. Another thing I've done recently is to mess around with the thumbnails a bit after I've created them. And I tried in a recent show to add a watermark to each of the thumbnails. Just I put a number, I wanted to put a watermark number on the front of each one, and also to add a border just to make them look a little bit nicer. Basically, I'm messing around with this stuff, as you probably gathered, but learning along the way. So to do that, I found out some commands to help me and put them into a script which I've included. And what this script does, it's another sort of thing where it's looping through the manifest file. And for each of the thumbnails, it's making a backup copy of the original so that if anything goes wrong, then we're okay. And then it runs the convert command. And this is quite a complicated convert. Basically, I won't talk about it. I won't read it out to you, but I'll try and describe it briefly. There's a convert command in this script which takes the thumbnail, and it takes the old name, which I've renamed the thumbnail to a name with a ridge in the name to mark that it's the original file without being modified. So I would take that as the input to the convert, and then define the font and the size of the font that I want to use for the watermark, and then draw on the center of the image a watermark made up of black and white text overlaid containing the number. And the loop is incrementing a number as it goes, beginning at one. And then after doing this watermark addition, it adds a border. And that's another instance of the convert command, which is the sort of general workhorse of image magic, it seems. Now take the image that I've just added a watermark to, then minus shave, shave, space 1 times 1, 1x1, that says take one pixel off the edge, and then put in its place a border, a black border. So it's saying hyphen border color, space black, hyphen border, space 1. So that's a 1 pixel border has been added to the image without changing its size. So, and then it finishes off with the name of the file again. So the convert is taking the file and writing back over the top of it with the border. Since we've got the original still, it doesn't really matter. Then the script increments the index and carries on. So that's quite nice. Another thing I tried in a recent show was to add captions to images. You can tell I've maybe been reading through some of the image magic stuff to see what I can do and messing around with it. So I discovered it's possible to take an image and add a text caption to it. So the next section is about this subject. So what I did was I made a file from my manifest file, actually, and it contains a list of all the files I want to work on, but after each file name is a comma and then the text of the caption. So I've given you the script that I've used here, and it goes through a loop. This is a while loop in Bash, and the argument of the while loop is a read command, and it reads into a variable called L. Now, the reason I'm using read is because I'm reading text out of a file one line at a time, and the text contains spaces. If you used the technique I used before, where you read stuff in a for loop, then the fact that the spaces on each line will cause it to be cause the line to be broken up into a bunch of arguments. So it basically doesn't work if you do that. So I'm using read in a loop. And for each line that I get, I split it up into two pieces, the bit before the comma and the bit after the comma. And you'll see after the while, there's F equals and an expression, and then C equals an expression, F for file name, C for caption. Then I do another thing where I save the original file, changing the name of the existing file to the same name with orig, orig.png on the end of it. And then I use convert to take the original file, do the action to it, and then write the file name that we had in the start. So we end up with a list of all the files effectively having been changed, but with a backup. The convert command takes the input file as the first argument. This time we've got minus background space, and I chose khaki, khaki, as a color, just because I'd seen it in the documentation, basically. Could have been anything. Then I say label colon, and then in quotes, dollar C, that's the caption that I pulled out of the file, minus gravity center, gravity space center, which says that I want the text to be centered, and then minus append, which puts it on the bottom of the image. And then the last argument is the output file name. The while loop ends, obviously you'll be aware that the syntax is while something or other, while expression do, and then the final thing is done. But after the done, if you put a less than sign, which means read from, and then the name of the file that you've got your captions in, mine's called captions, then that's how you read the file. I've given an example of what my captions file actually looks like. So now this is not particularly clever or elegant, but and it's also not very robust. You could easily make this thing break, but it's done the job. And I'll probably develop it a bit more in the future, and you're welcome to do, if you're interested, to develop it yourself, however you see fit. The final thing I wanted to mention was when I was preparing this particular show with images in it, I wanted to join a couple of images together. So I'd taken two photographs, and I wanted to shrink them both and then stick them side by side to make an image of the sort of size that I was generating for the show from the other pictures. So that wasn't quite so straightforward. I couldn't easily find an answer to this. I found a Stack Overflow question being answered, which gave me a rather complicated convert command, which I've included in the notes. I don't understand it, to be honest. I've not managed to work out exactly what it's doing, but it does quite a nice job. It sticks the two images together, and there's hardly any gap between them and no border around it. And I think it's actually quite nice. But perhaps a better method, if you can work out how to use it, is to use the ImageMagick montage command. And I've experimented with that a bit. You would type something like montage followed by minus background space and then a hex number for a color. I just used in quotes hash and then six zeros, meaning black. Could have actually put black there, I think. Didn't do that. Well, I don't know why I didn't do that. Anyway, then there's a geometry option followed by a space. And in the case I've given you here, I've given a geometry of 1 times 1 and then backslash less than sign and then plus 1 plus 1. This is similar to the sort of standard geometry specification you see in X Windows and other type of graphical specifications. What it actually has a special meaning. 1 times 1 with a less than after. You have to put a slash in front of the less than because it's interpreted by the shell. What that means, that's a sort of special sequence which says to ImageMagick, give me the best fit. You can actually fiddle around with the sizes of the images that make up the the montage. And I haven't completely understood how that works, I have to admit. So I just went for the easy way. The plus one bit says how much space to put around the images, because effectively the images are treated as tiles which are stuck together in an image. And this effectively controls the border between them. The border that's actually produced, it's as if they're stuck on a background, and we've already defined the colour of the background as black. So that's how it comes together. Have a look at the documentation. It probably explains it a lot better than I've done. Anyway, you follow all of that with the names of the images that you want to concatenate together. And it can be any number, really, I think. I'm not sure what the limits are, but in my case, it's only two. And the final argument to the montage command is the name of the file you want it to write to. In my case, my arguments are left.png, right.png, and then they're to produce an image called montage.png. So it works quite nicely. I actually get quite a large image as a result, but then I run the convert resize on that to get the actual size that I want. So have a look at the Image Magic documentation if you're interested in using Montage, or indeed have a look at that Stack Overflow article that I've linked to. I found that Montage is a bit more straightforward, so probably recommend that. So anyway, I've given you links to the various bits and pieces, the sub-elements of Image Magic that I've been using. So I hope you find that useful. And if you do, let me know. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.